that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. Today we are talking about sex positions. Those, you know, those positions that could spice things up. I know you're a little tired of the missionary. Also, oral sex tips, infidelity, and so much more. Thanks for listening. And also, okay, you know I'm all about the latest and greatest in sex toys. Well, the same company that bought you the Crave Vesper, you know, my vibrating necklace that I love, has been in the factory, and they whipped up a brand new high-quality sex toy that's going to blow your mind. But first, they need your feedback to make this sex toy the best it can be. And we all know the most appealing characteristic we look for in a vibrator is how it vibrates. This is why the innovative minds at Crave decided to put the vibrating power in your hands. Literally, introducing the Flex Series, a new generation of vibrator. It incorporates your personal vibrating patterns into its state-of-the-art design. They created a tilt crowdsourcing campaign that will involve you, the consumers, in the development of the sex toy. So from Tuesday, April 21st to May 19th, those who participate will have the opportunity to receive the Flex before its launch. You get a low price, and you actually get to pick your favorite vibrating patterns. And those top picks will be incorporated into the official Flex vibrator. That will be distributed everywhere. So how do you get involved in this four-week campaign? Go to crave.tilt.com. Then you choose between the limited edition programmable Flex, lets you customize your own vibration patterns, and then you submit feedback, and that'll influence the product. Or you go with the Greatest Hits Flex, which is programmed with the most popular vibrating patterns as chosen by fellow Flex users. All I'm saying here is, do you want to get involved in the ground floor on like the coolest new sex toy that you've ever seen and the one that you've ever tried? Do it. You can pre-order exclusive Flex Series vibrator. The better deal you get now if you go to crave.tilt.com. Get involved in the Crave movement now. Do it, do it, do it. Okay, everyone. I'm here with Menace.
What's going on, Emily?
Oh, my God. So much. Well, Menace, I'm probably the first, but I'm going to wish you a happy masturbation month.
Oh, thank you so much.
May, all about you bopping your baloney.
Oh, thank you.
And me playing with my whatever. What's the
word?
Yeah,
wait. What? What age did you start playing with your
like yesterday?
Vulva?
No, like 20-something. It took me a long time to get around
to it.
It didn't even occur to me. I wasn't even like, oh, what's going on down there? I was like, I pee there.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me.
My boss is 50 years old, and he claims that he's never masturbated in his life.
For real?
He says he doesn't even know how to do it.
That's a lie.
I swear to
God.
But
is it a jokey joke?
No, it's not a joke. He's a gay man, and he claims that never even thought about it, never even done it.
Is he like a boyfriend that does it for him?
I mean,
he has sex.
Yeah, he does have sex, but it's
how does it? Okay, well, I mean,
I know.
For,
I'm sure there's people out there that have never done it for some reason.
And then all my friends, you know, were talking about having orgasms. That's how I did it. Started, but I started late bloomer. But it is masturbation month, and I am doing a workshop at Hustler Hollywood in Los Angeles, which is the coolest store. There's free parking in back. It's massive, and have you ever been there? I mean, the toys, the products, and
I talked about this in the last podcast. They're going to be moving it in Hollywood, not too far away, because Gwyneth Paltrow bought the building.
I know. They bought the Flint building. That is crazy. But Masturbation Month, the Hustler store, you guys should all come. It's May 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. Champagne, giveaways, lots of masturbation tips. And I'm actually going to take you through the store, and I'm going to show you the products that I think are the best, whether you're just like starting out with masturbation, you want to find your G-spot, you want nipple clamps, whatever. It's going to be a friggin' blast. We're going to have champagne, giveaways, product recommendations. Please come and RSVP now. HHRSVP. That's HHRSVP at L as in Larry, F as in Frank, P.com. Do that. Come. Also, May 12th, right before that, actually, For Crying Out Loud is Lynette Carolla's podcast. She does an awesome podcast. And we're doing a live show in Hollywood.
That is amazing.
Will you come?
I will come.
No, you won't. It's cool.
I will.
Tinhorn Flats. No, I'm kidding. Tinhorn Flats in Hollywood.
You don't want me to come. That's why.
Oh, my God. I would love it if you were there. I would live for you to be there.
All right.
Tinhorn Flats in Hollywood, 8 p.m. Doors open at 6. Free admission. And there'll be alcohol. Hello.
What?
Unfiltered take on relationships, sex, and life. And if you follow us on social media, as you should, Sex with Emily on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, you will find out more how to get tickets and RSVP.
And the date is again?
May 12th.
May 12th.
Live show. What's up with you? Anything good to know that I need to know?
No, I'm going to Vegas soon for the Rock in Rio Music Festival, which is in Rio de Janeiro, is one of the biggest music festivals in the world. And they decided for the first year to do it in America. They're going to be doing it in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there for work and doing all that.
I love your job.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right? Get to do cool stuff.
It's a good time.
But other than that, everything is good. My girlfriend's like back and forth from here in San Francisco all the time because her dad has lymphoma. He's going through that. But he's doing a lot better. He's going through treatment, all that stuff. So
good.
Things are going well.
Okay.
And what else? Just working. I have another year here on my contract in Los Angeles, so hopefully.
Would you go back to the Bay Area?
I mean, I would have to. I don't think I would stick around.
You couldn't get another job here?
I could, but I know a lot more people in the Bay Area. I love it here. I love it in Los Angeles, and I hope to stay, and I want to stay for a really long time. But if I could easily go back to San Francisco and make decent money compared to like struggling in LA. If you have to know people in LA, which is crazy. You can't just like
get a job,
which sucks. I mean, my girlfriend, she was here for a year, and it was almost impossible to get a job.
Have you been here for a year already?
Yeah, a year. My work anniversary was April 22nd.
Okay, wow.
So that was a year, and then I was here like a month before
I'm
that.
So glad you're here, though. It changed my life.
I know. It was crazy, right, how it all came together. It all was meant together. To be.
I know. We've been together 10 years. We did our anniversary.
I had a follow you here in Los Angeles, so hopefully we can stay here for a really long time and
I would love
and
it.
Keep on doing it.
I know.
It.
I have interesting meetings here, though. I was just thinking, I had this meeting yesterday. I have job meetings, whatever, and I was in this really funny meeting yesterday, which was kind of like a serious business meeting, and within the first 2 minutes, because people know what I do, the conversation divulged into dick pics. This girl's dating online, and for the first 20 minutes of the meeting, we talked about, why do guys send dick pics? She's like,
I don't understand that either.
I know. It was hilarious. I'm like, only, it's not even only in LA, but it was, the funniest thing, and we definitely had a great meeting. But she's like, because it broke the ice, there's, dudes in the meeting going, guys do that? They were, married. I'm like, yes. No woman is sitting around going, God, I'd really like an unsolicited dick pic right now.
That's never worked in the history of time.
I don't know. It's a numbers game. You send your dick to 100 women. One's going to get turned on.
Or the guy, he gets turned on by that. Because that's the whole thing with flashers too. They get off on the shock of a woman seeing them naked, and that gives them some sexual arousal, you know?
Yeah.
Which I have no idea that
No, it happens. It's rampant. Yeah. I think I have an intern, they delete them off on the Facebook page that we have. Yeah. I love our, first of all, if you don't
Yeah.
If you're not liked, if you have not liked our Facebook page, it's pretty awesome. I have to say, it's vibrant. You learn a lot. And it's facebook.com/sexwithemily, but we do not accept your dick pics on it.
Oh, dick pics.
Okay, I've
free.
Got some sex in the news. Menace, you'll appreciate this because I think this is something we used to talk about, but all now right. It's confirmed.
Okay.
A psychologist confirms IKEA is bad for your relationship.
It is. It's the effing worst. Okay.
Now a psychologist say it.
It's so true. So I go to the IKEA quite frequently with my girlfriend, and we cannot agree on shit. Compare a spoon or a glass. We cannot agree.
She's like, I want
serrated
edges.
On a rug. We can't agree. It took us a year to even buy a table for our apartment because she wanted a round table. I wanted a square table.
Oh, my God. I'm telling
and I finally got my square table.
Well, good for you, baby.
Yeah.
So
I put my foot down.
You should.
But, yeah, it is such a nightmare.
I know. Because first of all, even if you're alone, you can have panic attacks there and it's not so pleasant. Yeah. I always think going – and actually, it's been on my list for a year that I need to go. But it's overwhelming. But I don't want to be with anyone else there. But I also, alone, I'm scared. So when you're with someone and then you're fighting, and I've never lived with anyone, so whatever. Yeah. But here's a study. Everything comes bubbling to the surface when a key is involved. You work all the time. You're never present in your relationship. The fact that you haven't had sex in 3 months. Why are we buying this bowl? Do we really need another bowl? You remind me of my mother, and so on. All these issues come up. So there's a psychologist, and he explains that many couples who visit her clinic explain that their arguments began at IKEA. The store literally becomes a map of relationship nightmares.
See, it's not that deep with my girlfriend and I. Like, we just don't agree on the rug. Right. You know, it's nothing. There's no, like, underlying thing.
I don't know, man.
No, there isn't, I swear.
Well, okay. They
this
say
the only time we argue is IKEA and, like, her getting
order online, right?
Or her getting up on, like, early on the weekends because my sleep schedule, I'm up early. So I'm just, like, sitting around waiting for her to wake up. Right. But I'm, like, bugging her at 8 a.m.
You, like, throwing shit at her?
Like, wake up. Let's go do something.
I hate when
people
do that.
Yeah.
But so they say that the relationship therapist prescribed couples a trip to IKEA to show how strong the relationship is and to test their communication skills. So there was actually like a study. She then tasks them with building an item from the store. The couples report back on how the construction went.
See, we don't fight about that because I'm the one that's building everything.
Of course. I just hire someone. They like seeing so the relationship. They say they want to see how the construction goes because you can see if the relationship's going to fall apart. The therapist even describes one piece of furniture, the Liar Torp wall unit, as a divorce maker. I guess it's like a really hard one to put together. The key point to take away from all this is don't buy the Liar Torp. And though beautiful, IKEA is also the devil. And that sometimes it's worth spending the extra money to get the stuff without the expense of your relationship.
I know. Well, two quick things. Since my girlfriend's out of town in San Francisco, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a perfect time. I'm going to go buy two things so she doesn't give me crap about it. I went and bought this, like, really long vase, whatever.
Whatever.
To put in my room to put change in. Because I used to have, like, this pillar type thing that I put a ton of money in before I moved.
Right.
And I just collect change for years. And I opened it up before I moved. I had like $450
in it. Shut up, like quarters and everything.
Yeah, but now I don't want all these quarters and pennies laying around the apartment.
Yeah.
So I bought this really long vase to put them in. But I knew that would have been like a thing
she'd
of like, us.
Get a long one.
We want a different color one. Or we don't need that. Or blah, blah, blah. So I went and bought the vase because it was bugging the hell out of me because we had change everywhere. And then the second thing is I went and bought the Apple TV again.
Why again?
I bought it initially when it first came out, but there wasn't really too many options, and it was a pain in the ass to navigate.
You can buy it at IKEA?
No.
Oh, you went and bought it somewhere.
Yeah, I bought it somewhere else at the Apple store. And I went and bought it because HBO Now is out. Right. So I was like, oh, perfect. It's going to have my HBO. It's going to have this. Yeah. It's going to have that. But we have smart TVs where all these apps are built in. But right now there's like an exclusive thing with HBO and Apple where you can only get HBO Now through an Apple device, right?
Job. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, shit. I want to buy the Apple TV so I can have my HBO Now on my television. But I knew she was going to say, well, just wait a couple months. It's going to be available on the TV, but I don't want to wait a couple months. So I waited until she left town, but I got busted out because I do a morning show and she listens to the podcast and we're talking about it on the podcast.
And you said, hey, I got it when she was
out
of town.
Yeah, and so she called me. She's like, why'd you get it when I told you not to buy it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I want to watch it on TV. I don't want to wait a couple months.
I know.
You know?
It's the worst. If I'm sleeping with you, don't listen to the show. It's really, no. But I want to hear more. But can we talk after about remember when you set up my cable in San Francisco?
Yeah.
I have like a bad tea. I want to get Apple TV.
We have to talk later because I got to go. I have to go to a movie premiere and screening.
Okay, honey.
But I did want to talk to you about one other thing. I don't know if it's in your notes.
What?
About that dildo.
That was my next story.
Okay, good. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so remember your loved one by putting their ashes in a dildo.
I saw this all over the internet the other day where it's like it's a dildo and it has some glass on the end of it and you put ashes in there.
And then you masturbate with it. That sounds like so. What if it breaks open in your vagina?
I don't know. It sounds kind of demented.
I know.
Imagine the yeast infection.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
that's
it's
medicine.
Not like dust is flying everywhere.
Dude, it could. Listen, when you die, how do you want your wife or girlfriend to mourn your death? Quickly by moving on to some douchebag who offers future stability and all the cunnilingus you denied her. Or do you want her to grieve for the rest of her life because even in death you're a selfish motherfucker? If you screamed out yes to the second option, then the 21 grams dildo urn combo is for you. First of all, dildo and urn should never be in the same sentence. 21 grams is a memory box that allows a window to go back into the intimate memories of lost loved ones. The box includes not only a dead human-filled dildo, but also the scent and the favorite music of the deceased. That'll really turn you on. Because, duh, I mean, how else would my wife pleasure herself to my memory if Pearl Jam isn't blasting in the background and the room doesn't stink up skin bracer?
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Scent. Dude, that is nasty.
Okay, God forbid one day you pass. How do you want us to celebrate your vagina? Or you don't want
to see I would like you to make a mold of it.
You should have, yeah.
No, it's funny, though, because that's one. Okay, well, let me just finish all this. Right. So what do you say about this? It came together. I sometimes help an elderly lady with her groceries, and she had an urn standing near the window with the remains of her husband. This is the inventor. She mm-hmm. always speaks with so much love about him, but the jar didn't reflect that. In that same period, he read an article about widows, taboos, and sex, and he thought, how can I combine it? I'll make a dildo. Pour your ashes in. Such a bad idea. Speaking of vagina and how I'm going to... I'm actually going to go to Austin in a few weeks. Fleshlight, you know Fleshlight, the male masturbation sleeve, they're going to be molding some porn stars' vaginas, and they'd like me to come witness it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to mold your vagina.
No, I don't think I'm ready for my vagina to be out in the world.
Just do like so a personal. Couple test runs.
So personal. Really? You're having sex? But I think that'll be really fun.
Speaking of vaginas. Yeah, in Austin?
Yeah,
isn't you're going to tape it?
Totally. Oh. You want to come shoot vaginas of porn stars?
I really want to go to Austin.
I know. Have you ever been?
Huh? No. I've been wanting to go for years. I've actually had
your music stuff. And so, how have you not gone to South by Southwest and all that?
There's something that... I don't know. There's something that happens during that time, so I can't go. I've canceled South by Southwest every year for the past 5 years. Something comes up that I have to do for work. It sucks. I really want to go to Austin.
Well, come with me and look at vaginas.
Yeah. Okay. Let's schedule it.
We'll schedule it.
Put me on a flight.
I love you, mean it.
All right. Thanks I love for coming. You. Sorry, and, I have to go to a movie screening thing.
Okay. Have a good movie screening.
Stupid work.
Okay. Okay. So how do you sex to fight stress? What's better than a killer massage, a great full brew, or an hour of video games? When you're stressed out, sometimes what you need the most is an orgasm. But not all sex is created equal or will give you the release that you're looking for, both physically and emotionally. Different positions, intensified levels, and moves can actually alleviate the tension and help you relax, regardless of whether you're sweating over money and career, body image, or friendship issues. So, here's what to do in the bedroom based on what's keeping you up at night. So this is based on like the stress that you're having and the different positions that are recommended for that. So you're stressed about your job. If your office, kicking your ass, you're working long hours, you're dealing with difficult coworkers, clients, you might feel like your energy is drained and you might not want to have sex. More so, your spirit likely feels a little smaller or defeated. You want another solution? Exerting your power under the sheets. Sex therapist Vanessa Marin says, this is a night for some rough, intense doggy style. Of course, make sure your girl's comfortable. And if she is, go hard and get it all out. It'll help you feel dominant and powerful. And it'll give you the in-charge feeling you're missing at work. I don't know you can match sex positions to your stress levels, but...
I can see the whole idea of, like, he's feeling emasculated. Maybe work's not going great, and he's stressed out about that, so he wants to feel like a man in the bedroom. But I don't know that pummeling your girlfriend with your penis is really going to help things.
What if she had a bad day at work?
Yeah, if anything, you're just going to beat her down, and then she's going to be like, oh, I don't really want to do anything. You suck. I'm not going to help you relieve stress. I'd say, like, a little bit more, like, intimacy would help build...
Absolutely.
Help build up your, like, endorphins and everything and make that better.
Totally, I agree. Okay, so the other one here is you're stressed about your body. You know, self-esteem, huge killer of people's sex drive. They don't feel great about their body. And I think a lot of women, I was joking with a friend today, I'm like, I think I was talking to a reporter and I was like, a lot of us think that, you know, if I could just lose these 5 pounds, I'd want to have more, you know, then I'd want to have sex or, you know, and it's like, it's not about that. You have to like learn to love and accept your body and all that. But let's say you are stressed. You are harder on your physique than anyone else. Most women prefer a little more to love as opposed to a rock hard six pack. So this is guys who aren't feeling good about their body either. I can practically guarantee that your partner is not worrying about the size of your belly. So if someone's in bed with you, it's because they're turned on and they want to have sex with you. They're not going, oh, did she gain weight? They're not at all. And if they are, then they're douchebags because this person should love you for who you are. So if you are feeling bad about it, doggy style is a nice option. What else is, have her on top so she can be in control and look at your face and doesn't have to look at your belly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're a woman, then maybe you want to be on the bottom.
I feel like women don't really mind a little bit of like a belly. Like if they're like bigger, you might have a question. But women like something to like squeeze.
I know. Well, it's so unfair because a lot of guys don't
feel
that way as much about women. But I want to be with a guy who does feel that way about women. I mean, it really just – I just think if you're with someone and you love them, like – Go crazy. I'm just skipping that whole thing because I don't know that I agree with this about sex positions. But if you want to know sex positions, I have a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And I came out a few years ago and I often forget to talk about it, but it's my book. But it's a pretty cool book. I mean, we took pictures of people having sex and we had this amazing animator, and it's pretty cool because it has 200 things and you can just flip it open to a page and be like, let's try this tonight, spice it up.
That book's great. Everyone who comes over pulls it off my shelf because it like really stands out against all the other books. So they like pull it off and like look through it. And I'll come home from work or wherever and like friends will be over and they'll be just drinking a beer, looking through my sex book. And I'm like, yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun, you know, conversation starter. So check that out if you want to learn new positions that work. You can get it on Amazon, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into some emails.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three-way condom etiquette. Dear Emily, my wife and I are going to have a three-way after 12 years of marriage. Male, female, male. Interesting.
Way to go.
Yeah. Our question is, her tubes are tied and we don't use condoms when it's just us. Should I wear a condom during our three-way for etiquette reasons? P.S. The three-way is not to fix our marriage, but something we both want to try. Thank you, kinky couple. Okay, first of all, I love this couple because a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to open up our relationship because we're going to have a threesome because it'll help fix our sex life. It's like the same thing as like having a baby to fix your sex life. It's a terrible idea, but they are confident having great sex and they probably have to discuss the boundaries, taking it to a next level. So kudos to you. You're expanding your horizons, getting kinky. I love it. You and the other guy should absolutely wear condoms during this experience. You have to. I don't know his backstory. You've got to be safe all around. So I'm not sure who's pleasuring who, how it's all going to go down. But make sure that you're using condoms for every new sex act that you're doing, that he's changing it if he goes in or behind or front. You've got to keep changing the condoms. So, yes, buy some condoms. Buy some skin condoms. They're my new favorite. Poly-I Supreme. If you haven't worn condoms in a while, you might be like, these truly are like you're wearing nothing. Like you really don't feel the condom, but they're strong and durable and they're not latex and they're awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Embarrassing gag reflex situation. Dear Emily, your show's been an incredible lifesaver for me. I had my most embarrassing moment of my life recently and now I don't know how to recover. I'm normally a very sexual person, but I took a break from dating about a year ago. I also live in a small town where it's hard to meet guys. When I recently met a guy I had only hung out with a few times, we were hooking up and his penis hit the back of my throat. And before I knew it, my entire dinner came up all over him. I've never had this problem before and given successful blowjobs to past boyfriends. So I'm not sure if I was out of practice or I should just stay away from blowjobs. At one point in life, I really did enjoy giving him. But now after this experience, I'm quite terrified I might give another guy an unexpected Roman shower. Is there anything I can practice to help this not happen again? Or am I hopeless since my gag reflex seems to give out of me? Thanks for your podcast. You give me so much confidence in different POVs that help me be more confident to get out there and be single at 26. Dear, signed, Mrs. Roman Shower. Oh, poor girl.
Yeah, that's really humiliating.
That is humiliating, but that happens to the best of us.
I've had an experience like that before. Granted, I was really drunk, and so I was just getting sloppy.
But, you know, that happens. And so, you know, even the most experienced BJ giver. So listen, Miss Roman Shower, Miss RS, do not let this be a confidence deal breaker for you. It happened one time. You have a great history of blowjobs. Don't worry about it. This could have been like the way it hit you. And I know guys sometimes are like thrusting because they see it in porn. They want the deep throat thing. And you need to be like, you know, if it's too much, like you got to learn to like tell them to back off. But also you can like, you got to like relax your throat because a lot of times we tense up. So if you like breathe and you make sure that you're like, your whole throat is relaxed, that can really help you with it. But also, it could be the position you were performing in and the fact that it's like a new penis. Like, you didn't know how erect he was going to get and you didn't know what was going to happen. So you can also, here's the thing. I know guys are so into deep throat, but you can also use your hand because what guys really want is like pressure around their hand, around their shaft. That's what feels really good. And you want like an even pressure. So relax your mind, relax your throat, and you can hold his penis. There's really pleasurable nerves located on the head though, and the frenulum, which is that patch underneath the tip. So try focusing on sucking at the head and use your hands to stimulate it. And you can go further down, but as long as you're still using your hand, you can kind of like, you don't have to like keep it there. So make sure you're relaxed, go down, You know, so you feel him in the back and then go back up with your hand. And he's still feeling the same thing. But again, I wouldn't rush into it. You're going to have some post-traumatic gag reflex disorder here. I get it. But it's not going to happen all the time. You'll be prepared for it. And again, you can like practice on relaxing. And some people just don't have a good gag reflex.
Yeah, I know some girls who really, like, my friend has an uncomfortably small mouth and she can't really give head because her mouth is too small and it's like too shallow. And so she gags really easily and then her mouth is so small there's nowhere else for stuff to go.
You know what? Yeah, hands. I know, that's a bummer.
Get better. Yeah, just double team it with your hands. Yeah. And then you've got two hands, plenty of spit, and then your mouth is working the head and you're good to go. He's not going to complain.
He's not complaining at all. He loves you. Okay, so when we come back, we got some more stuff about having sex with friends. But first, I need to tell you about massage candles. I've been talking about Emily and Tony, my brand. I made these massage candles and they are really, really beautiful candles, but they also will totally spice up your relationship and flip things around because you've never felt or experienced anything like this candle. It smells amazing. You've tried it. Coconut oil, soybean oil. It's really, and it's not hot, so you're not burning your partner. It's not messy. It's not waxy. It's luxurious oil that you light the candle, you blow it out, and then you slowly pour it on your partner's back or arm or feet, give them a foot massage. And it is your secret weapon in the bedroom because I'm telling you, there is no way you can use this candle and not have the best sex ever. You can slip around each other and the scent, it's like it almost like ignites all of your senses. And massages is also, if you've been like kind of little, like your sex life's been a little, great to start with a massage because that can like warm you both up again, start to know each other's bodies. And I'm telling you, once you get the oil on the body, you will be banging in no time because it just gets you going. Mm-hmm. So check them out at emilyandtony.com. And until May 6th, you get a free Down Under Comfort with any Ménage à Trois candle. We actually have all three little candles you can get now. And you get a free Down Under Comfort. So use code COMFORT till May 6th. But also anytime. You can use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com. Check it. Okay, sex with friends. Hey, Emily, I'm a guy that has a lot of women as friends, and I've known them for a while. I'm not looking for a relationship right now, and I know a few of them know I like them, and they are single. I was wondering if I should just quit being shy about it and go for it, go in for a strong kiss and sex out of nowhere, like random spontaneous sex. If we like go out to eat or a bar and that something in that nature, or is this a bad idea? Thanks, Devin. Okay, Devin, here's the deal. I don't think it's great to be like spontaneous attack your friend, but I do think that if you're friends with a girl, a woman of that, you know, typically there is a lot of guys are friends with women because we all know you want to sleep with us. It's not like you're like, oh, I really need new girlfriends. And so usually there's sexual tension there and she might not be wanting to return it. But I don't think there's any harm in you like trying to kiss her one night when you're out, not trying to bang her, not being aggressive, but just seeing what happens. Because I think a lot of people think like, oh, it's going to ruin our friendship. I was just talking to a friend about this the other day and he was like, I want to kiss this girl, but will it ruin our friendship? If you guys are friends, it's not going to ruin your friendship. You have nothing to lose here because it sounds like you actually like these girls. So you have nothing to lose. But remember, if she's not into it, you have to be mindful of that as well. But like, I've never been pissed off at my guy friends for trying. Have you? Maybe you have.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm from the other angle. Like, that's why I'm saying you need to read the signs. You need to make sure that like you are paying attention to how she's reacting to you. Because I have had extremely platonic friends who have tried to make a move on me. And it has been... like, of course, we were friends after because I feel like girls can move past that a little bit easier. Like, it's not going to be a friendship ender, but it's always going to be really awkward. I had a guy friend who invited me to a party, and he was really drunk, and he
friend kiss is the worst.
Yeah, I was trying to, like, smoke a bowl with him, and he just, like, he kept, like, insisting that I be on his lap, and I was like, no, thanks, I'm good. And then he launched at me. And so when I see you say things like spontaneous, I'm like, if you're going to
attack her, I don't like
that's going to – you need to make sure that she's on the same page as you before you go ahead. Well, you don't like when guys ask if they can kiss you.
No,
huh?
I don't. Yeah. I really don't. But, you know, I think that you can kind of tell if someone's into you. I just think you can. But maybe if it's your friend, you could be like, you know, hey, you know, I've just been thinking about you and I know we've been friends, but I really want to kiss you right now. Mm-hmm. I think you could do that and let her know. And if she's like, no, not into it.
Yeah.
But don't jump her. Don't be spontaneous. That, you're right. That is assault.
Yeah. Take her out in nature and try to have sex with her. It's right. going to come off a little assaulty.
But it's so funny because I was actually talking to a woman friend the other day. Same thing. She's really into this guy. She's like, Emily, it's like we're dating. We do everything together, but we've never hooked up. And I was like, well, why? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, he's never made the move and I've never made the move, but I can, like, he wants to hang out every day. She's like, should I make the move? I'm like, well, it sounds to me like you guys are both really into each other because he's spending all this time with you and he's not seeing anyone else. So yeah, maybe you could make the move and you could see how it goes. But she's like, well, will I ruin the friendship? And I just think you're never going to, if you guys are truly friends, you're not going to ruin it. We all know that it's in the air, but just do it in a classy way.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Okay. So, I would also like to talk about infidelity with a partner's friend. Emily, I have a situation that I need your help with. I have a boyfriend who I really care about. We've been together 5 years now, but we do fight a lot. Anyways, I've always been close to his friend, who is a guy, because he just always seems to understand the way I feel. I felt more than my own boyfriend did recently. Recently, his friend and I started having sex. We both agreed to keep it between us. He really wants to have sex again, but I don't know if I should or if I just put an end to our flirting. Help, Millie.
Yikes.
She's been together 5 years, but she cheated on him with his friend?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, get out of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell him.
Okay.
He might find out. You got to break up with your boyfriend. And you can't sleep with this friend anymore. I mean, did I just read that right? That she's 5 years?
That's absolutely what's going on.
Okay, so you're going to end their friendship. I just think that you got to get out of this relationship. And I think you got to not see the friend anymore. You got some larger fish to fry. I think by telling him, that will become the issue. Now, there is a chance he could find out if the friend tells him. I don't know if it's his best friend. But honestly, you got to turn this inward. If you don't want to be with this guy, like, put him out of his misery. He will thank you and end the relationship and end it with a friend. It's just not fair. It's hurtful to everybody. And you guys, you know, you've been in a relationship for 5 years. It's not fair to anybody. So, you know, I would start ending the relationship with both of them.
Yeah, you're playing with fire. That is just not going to end well for anyone.
No, it's not. And here's the thing. I hate to say, like, I'm not, like, keep secrets from people, but there's certain things that people just can't get over. And I think things like this, especially if you're ending, it's just going to kill him. Yeah. It's going to hurt him, and or he doesn't need to know.
Yeah, or worse, after 5 years, if you guys have been together, he might be like, all right, well, maybe I could forgive you and try to move forward with it. And then you're stuck in a relationship you don't want with a guy who doesn't trust you. Right. And that's even worse.
Right. You don't even want, exactly. Just and you'll never get back over the trust. The trust things will be there forever. I mean, you just, his issues, don't do it. Okay. Yeah. Woman on top sex position. Hi, Emily. My name is Bella. And I listen from Austin, Texas. I absolutely love your show. Sex with my boyfriend has always been amazing, but listening to your show has made it even more amazing. Mind-blowingly amazing. Anyway, I love this. Because this is why I live in, this is my purpose on the planet. So thank you for telling me this. I love it. Anyway, my question for you is this. Could you please give me some tips for me being on top? We have so many positions that we do, but with most, he's doing the work. I want to be able to rock his world where he gets to lay back and live it up. Thanks for what you do. You're a goddess. Love and light, Bella. Oh, Bella, thank you very much. Okay, so if you've been avoiding woman on top, you might be missing out on something that you actually really like. I'm not sure if you haven't really done it before, but first of all, guys love it because they get to see you, your body, your breasts juggling around. You can play with them. It's like a really hot position for guys, and sometimes they kind of want a little break, and it feels really good. It's also a very highly orgasmic position for women because you're in full control of the rhythm and the motion, and you know how to hit the spots. So you can, like, rub your clitoris, you know, go back and forth, go up and down, see what feels good for you. So the best thing is assume the position, straddle your partner with your knees on either side of his hips, and then slow is always good with sex, especially when you're just starting that penetration, like you're starting the old in and out. Slowly lower yourself and ease him into you. If he's lying down, you can either lean over him with your breasts pressed against his chest. Because there's different positions. You can actually go back and forth that feel good for women. So he might, like, it might feel good for both of you when you're lying on top of him. And you start going back and forth, you know, if you're lying on top of him, like moving that back and forth motion. Or you can sit up and place your hands on his chest for balance. And if you're both sitting up, which you can do, you can press your chest to chest, wrap your arms around your partner's body, or place them on the back of a chair, couch, you sometimes need a little leverage.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if you want to give him a show, lean away from him and arch your back to give him a good look. Guys love that.
They are so visual. You lean
back with the boobs, mm-hmm. you're like, whoa, that's hot. Yeah. And here's how you move in it. You've got a lot of options here. And it also depends on what feels good to you. So you can lightly bounce up and down. But I always say you should go back and forth because mm-hmm. that's really going to hit your clitoris. I think the up and down thing is what people see in porn.
It's porn. It's all porn. And it's exhausting. And
it doesn't feel good.
I have actually had my boyfriend pop out during when I was bouncing up and down. And then I came down on him in a weirder position. And it hurt him a lot. And it's just because it's not conducive not natural. To no, right. what you guys want to do.
It's so true. But I think in porn, I think I used to do the up and down. I'm like, this doesn't feel good. This is weird. Yeah. So typically you grind back and forth, and that is the perfect amount of pressure on your clitoris and can have a really powerful orgasm. You can also do the swivel and screw maneuver by moving your hips in a circular motion while he tilts his hips up slightly. And so that would just give you a different – you'll get to feel him a little differently and hit your pelvic. But while he's up, he'll be hitting you in a different position. So no matter what you're doing on your top, I'm sure he's loving it. And don't try to ride him like a porn star. You should really be present in the moment and think, like, what feels good? So experiment with it. If you haven't done it before, figure out what feels good and just have a good time with it. But I love that you want to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I like that she's like, I want to treat him to something for once. Because a lot of girls, I used to lay there and let my boyfriends do all the work, guys that I would have sex with. And it was just kind of like so boring. Like, I didn't know that girls could be bad in bed. And then it's so funny. It's like we had that like Sex in the News thing that we were going to talk about where like things that you learn out of your 20s. And right. I thought that girls, like, as long as you just laid there, you were fine.
Right.
I didn't learn until later that like girls can be bad at bed and bad in bed. Like right. guys are like, she was just like a dead fish.
That's what they say.
Exactly. And like, I get it now. Like I enjoy it more when I'm more participating in it. And
absolutely.
Giving as much as I'm getting.
So. I think it's because like a lot of women are socialized that it's like, it's about his pleasure and his penis going inside me and I have to sit here and look pretty. But and again, it was that article. We'll get into that maybe another time about like sex in your 20s and what you learn. And I just don't think we know in our 20s unless you listen to Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
Didn't we meet someone who's like all through high school, they listened to it?
Yeah, it was one of our interns, Brittany. Yeah. She listened to it all through high school and she said a lot of the things that she knows about sex actually. And now she listens with her boyfriend who's my boyfriend's best friend. And so they know lots of weird stuff about our sex life. Hey, Brittany. Hey,
about your sex life?
Yeah. They'll be like, so, they'll like, they commented about something I'd said about Wes. They like called him out at dinner the other night. No. We're all drinking and Wes just looked at me and I was like, I'm sorry.
Welcome to my world, right? We were just talking about this. Like, if you date me, I'm going to talk about you. Yeah. I can't help it.
It was the pink teen pussy thing.
The what?
The pink. Remember the Google search? Oh, my God.
Tell me. Yeah. What was that again?
It was that he had, like, his search history. It was, like, the dangers of not clearing your browser history. And I had been looking at Pirate Bay, which is a torrenting site, on his laptop when he was at class. And I typed in PI, and the first thing that popped up in the feed was pink teen pussy. And I was like, oh, my God. And I, like, sent him a picture of it and was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And he was so embarrassed.
At least you're a cool girlfriend, though, that wasn't freaked out.
No, I thought it was really funny. Like, it was so specific.
It's just so funny. Right. It was I love his attention to detail.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's so specific.
He could have just said teen pussy.
Yeah, but
no. He wanted it pink.
Yeah, his color preference.
It's like buying a couch.
Exactly. It was like on Amazon, like how you search for something. Like, I want the small Post-its that are colored.
Right. Like, oh, my God. That's hilarious. Anyway. Yeah, but he knows. It's free range to work at Sex with Emily. Things come out that you might not want. Okay, I think that's what we got time
for.
Yeah,
we're good.
Thank you, Madison. You're awesome. Thank you, Menace, who left. also, we're always looking for interns. Social media, marketing, production, internship, video, editing, audio, and it's a good friggin' time. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Also, we send out killer newsletters once a week, and they're great. I will never sell your email address, but I do. People really like, they dig our emails. People even tell me they look forward to it. And I've never looked forward to an email in my life, so sign up for it. And also, it would be awesome if you would definitely follow us on all social media, you know, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. And that's all we got, right? So thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody, flashlight. I got to tell you about the number one sex toy for men and probably the only one you will ever need. Really, it is, because you've got your hand. You don't have anything else. Buy a flashlight because it is a male masturbation sleeve in a can. It's like sex in a can. It'll feel amazing. I should just let Madison talk about this because really she gave one to her boyfriend. It changed their life.
Yes.
My boyfriend's new toy is the blog on our website,
yes,
which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, it's you could use it on your partner, and it's engineered to look and feel like the real deal. So you actually feel like you're having sex. And don't, I mean, just get one and you'll see what I mean. People are like, what do you mean? It's a blow up doll. No, it just like feels like sex. There's all these textures.
Mm-hmm. Made by NASA?
Maybe, yeah, the materials are made by NASA. Like, NASA doesn't mess things up, okay? And there's a stamina training unit. It helps you last longer in bed. And if you like porn stars, a lot of their vaginas, like mm-hmm. I said, are like molded, and you can check that out. So, you know, your girlfriend probably has a vibrator, so every man should have a fleshlight. So check it out. And also, what is a fleshlight without lube? Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the fleshlight banner, put in code Emily, and get a bottle of their award-winning flesh lube. Do it now. Thanks, everyone, for listening.